Nzinga Prescott trains at the Fencers Club in New York City. The Columbia University student began fencing at the age of 9 and is trying to contain her excitement about going to the Olympics.
I don't think I want to think of it as the Olympics because I feel like the nerves would overwhelm me. But if I just think of it as another competition that I've done a million times, then I can just fence like normal.
Prescott's teammate, James Williams, seen here at a recent U.S. Olympic Committee promotional event in New York City, says the Olympics magnify the psychological aspects of sports because the games are so infrequent.
Everybody's is pretty much on level of parity physically at this point. So it's mostly mental tenacity and mental fortitude that you're hoping to improve.
Bucky Leach, Nzinga Prescott's coach, says the mental factor in fencing is huge. But he cautions about dwelling on performance to satisfy family members or a trainer.
When those things enter into it, then everything gets messed up. So you want to be smart and understand, but also you have to kind of find that zone. Thinking too much can really be a problem.
Leach says many countries have individual fencing styles. Germans tend to be methodical, the Russians tactical, the French intense. He explains how the Italian sense of feeling and emotion translates to the tip of a sword.
The Italians have a more free-form way of teaching, allowing the athlete to kind of find their own way a little bit. They have structure, of course, but it's more what the athlete feels and how the relationship is with the coach.
Prescott says the process of responding to an opponent's attack while simultaneously looking for an opening comes from an innate feeling that occurs when fencing becomes second nature.
A lot of the time fencing is not only like strategic, it's a lot of what you feel on the strip. So it's not always going to be planned out. Sometimes it's just a reaction that has developed from training for the past several years.
If the Olympics were just another competition, athletes would not experience the anxieties that make the games exciting. The mental ability to deal with such tension is part of what has made them Olympians. Peter Fidinski, VOA News, New York.